Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop Podcast. We are a little bit later than what we would have liked, or you could argue earlier than we normally are.
No, we're late because we've missed an episode. We're definitely late.
Yeah. Benji's with me.
Hello. How are you?
Just about. I'm a lot better than you. How are you?
I'm struggling, I'm not going to lie. The fact that I had to wait 46 minutes for you this morning before we could click record.
But yeah, I'm
having a slightly better day than I have done for the last few. So I thought, let's I don't want to let the listeners down. So we're letting the viewers down because I'm definitely not doing video this week. But I don't want to let the listeners down. So here we are, we are recording. I am not very well.
No. So what's going on?
I don't know if I've said it, but I've had an ear infection for a little while, and it's transformed and evolved like a Pokemon. It's evolved, and it's now gone to vertigo. So my head just gets a little bit spinny, and I spent basically the last 8 or 9 days laying in bed. And I'll tell you what, it sounds a lot better than it is. It's fucking boring.
Yeah, you've really struggled with it.
I can't deal well with just sitting around. Like, for an hour or two here or there is brilliant. But when you're forced to, I'm like, no, I don't want to sit around. I want to go and do something. Yeah. Like a child.
Right, yeah, which we all know you are.
Yeah, exactly.
So, just a couple of questions, more observations from me, but just questions, you know, because our listeners might want to understand a little bit more. So let's go right back to the start. How did you get your ear infection?
I have no idea.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's been five weeks now, and I literally have no idea.
I thought you bought something with a camera on the end.
No, I don't think it's that. So I've had that for a year.
Yeah, but didn't you push it a little bit too far in?
No, not that I know of.
And hurt yourself. Because that's how I remember this. I remember you saying to me, oh yeah, no, I've got one of those things with a camera on so I can see all the wax in my ear.
Yeah, to clean your ears out.
And then you went, I pushed it a bit too hard and my ear really hurts. And from
there, that was months ago.
Yeah.
That was and like 3-4 months ago. But no, my ears hurt for about 5 weeks. That was about 3 months your ago, ear, which is about 12 weeks.
Nah, mate. I'm not having it.
No, genuinely.
Your ear's been hurting for about that long. On and off, your ear has been hurting since about then. Because you went, yeah, I haven't been able to hear out of this ear for about 3 months.
No, out of this ear, it's been 5 weeks. Genuinely, it's been 5 weeks.
So basically, the story that I've put together is you bought a wax cam, shoved it in your ear,
yeah,
in your
fucking
absolute excitement because you love a gadget. You're like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see the wax in my ear. You shoved it in your ear, pushed it so far down that you've hurt yourself, and you started a new job in that time period, and now you're having to have time off sick.
Yeah, no, that's not the way it's gone, but you've made up a large chunk of that. I think you've missed about a 3 month period. No, genuinely, you've missed like a 3 month period.
Of course. It's a bit like you haven't said that Ivan Tony is better than Dennis Bergkamp.
Oh, exactly that. Fucking exactly that.
We'll let the listeners make their own mind up.
I'm just going to just stop recording in a minute. You're doing my head in already. Literally making my head spin with rage. God's sake.
I'm just giving the listeners what they want, mate.
What? Bullshit. Lies, like you normally do on FDP. What's the scores in the Bundesliga? 5-1? No, it's 2-0. Oh, okay. What was it in Serie A that weekend? Oh, Juventus won 8-0. No, they didn't. I lost 2-1. Oh, yeah, that's all right, yeah. Fucking idiot. So, yeah, how are you anyway? Not that I care anymore.
He's come out firing now. Honestly, all of a sudden, he's perked up.
Oh, I'm not perked up. I'm fucking feeling shit. You're winding me up. I've not got the patience for this shit.
No.
I was hoping this would be like a quick 20-minute, half-hour episode just to appease the listeners until we've got our big episode next week. But no, no. You want to drag it out as long as you can.
Yeah, I enjoy seeing you in pain, so, you know.
Yeah,
it is quite entertaining.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. Thank you, not too bad. I've been a little bit ill myself. You know, I've not been to a place called Vertigo, so we're all good, man. We're all good.
Yeah. I hear you have replaced me though over the last week, haven't you? You've reconnected with an old friend.
Nah, no one can replace you. Don't you worry about that.
But you definitely did reconnect with an old friend. They've told you all sorts of future plans with them, haven't you? Before you told
I don't
me.
Know where this is. Oh, it's just a bit of jealousy.
No, because all the shit you were telling me yesterday, which we cannot say on air at the moment, was definitely like, yeah, I thought about it for months. I was like, oh, just getting me back, is he? Because I didn't tell you about an engagement party.
Yeah, congratulations for the engagement party, by the way.
Thank you very much. For that. I thought we'd spoken about that already, haven't we?
We've definitely spoken about the engagement, but I don't know if we've spoken about the engagement party.
Yeah, but we
do you
won't
want me
advertise.
To announce it. So
No. It's sometime in January, and it's sometime at Will's house.
Yeah, sure.
T+2, you know it.
But what is quite good is that you have agreed that at your engagement party there will be food and nibbles, which I was worried about, because not that nibbles are food, but we've got food and nibbles.
Is that what Laura's put on there?
Food and nibbles.
General Waz, what are you doing?
It did make me laugh because I was a bit like, well, what's the difference?
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, I couldn't tell you.
It's a funny one, bless her. But I'm honoured to be invited to that, despite being probably a late addition to the invite list.
Yeah, I'm pleased to announce that I am invited to your Halloween party, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
You've got 2+2 at 2, but you've also got another +2 because it's me and the general. Plus, God knows how many others.
A few others. So how about this for a story, right? So we've obviously got this party coming up. So Selena said to me, or Selge, as she's known, said to me, oh, should we go into this shop here and have a look at Halloween paraphernalia?
Paraphernalia?
Like,
Who says that in real life?
It's the right word in the right context. Like, I get that, but who's? And then she couldn't. When I laughed, she couldn't understand why. She was like, "But it's the right word." I was like, "Yeah, I know, but it's really fucking random."
No one says that. Oh, have you got any paraphernalia for a cigarette at all, please, sir?
That was a really random go-to for a cigarette. You don't even smoke.
No, but obviously you light a cigarette. You just ask for a lighter. You would ask, "Oh, have you got any paraphernalia for the cigarette at all?"
Yeah, random, yeah. But okay. I get what you're saying.
I get Selge's point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do get your point.
It's just not something you'd use in normal language, is it?
No, it's
maybe
not.
Maybe you would, because you went to Hogwarts, didn't you? So maybe actually grammar school people. Because she did that as well. Maybe these clever people. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just thick.
Well, I mean, there's no maybe about that, is there?
Yeah. Don't jump to my defence too quickly then.
So, yeah. Moving on, shall we? don't want to make it too awkward here. Yeah.
How's your weekend? Just to add. So, yeah. The week been, yeah, it's been good, mate. It's been all right. It's been a heavy week at work, actually. It was quite a busy weekend as well. I did White Mills Wake, which is like there's like inflatables on the water and slides and all that sort of stuff.
How hard are they?
Mate, to be honest, it wasn't too bad actually doing like the climbing and stuff like that. It was the water felt like 0 degrees. I did have a wetsuit on, but it felt so cold, like it took my breath away. And then every time I jumped in, I couldn't breathe. So then when I'm going on the like assault course thing, it's like I can't breathe because it's so cold. And now I've got to climb, like I've got to lift myself out of the water onto the ledges and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, and the amount of water I swallowed, and I don't know necessarily if you should be swallowing like swamp water. Which is essentially what it was. Yeah, so I think I've been a bit ill from that.
Yeah, so because that lake isn't a natural forming lake.
No, well, it's a wake, isn't it?
It is a wake.
It's called a wake.
It is a wake.
Yeah.
It is a wake. Should we move on to the news? So there's been a big announcement this week, isn't there?
Do it. Is it your engagement party again?
No. It's,
what is it?
An absolute, I think you could probably call him a Premier League icon. Eden Hazard has retired from football at 32.
Yeah, that's a bit mad, isn't it? 32 years old.
I know he's had a bit of retired. A terrible run of injuries, hasn't he?
Yeah, but like, when you think about him at Chelsea, one of the best players of his time, like the potential to get up there with Messi and Ronaldo, I think he had the potential to be up. I think he had the potential to be that good.
Wow. That is a bold statement. I wouldn't have said that but he was insane. Was it 2018-2019 season?
And Real Madrid didn't just buy him because he's all right. He's a squad player. They bought him because they saw potential in him, which I think he could have reached that level had he have not had the injuries. I mean, he didn't hit, even without the injuries, he didn't hit top form at Real Madrid at all, really, of what, like you said, that season, that he was fantastic for Chelsea.
No, he scored, like, what, 2 or 3 goals or something for him. It wasn't many at all.
No, it's mad, really.
Which is insane.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm just supporting myself and also trying to stop the cat from jumping on the desk.
I thought it was the cat, yeah. I could see you doing that classic move of like trying to... It's like a kid when they're trying to not let the person next to him copy their work at school.
That's, do you know what? That is a really good analogy because that's exactly what I was doing. That's the exact move as well. So, yeah. But yeah, it's quite surprising for Hazard to retire.
Yeah, I think he's without a club, isn't he? It's a bit like I'm expecting De Gea to announce his retirement anytime soon.
Well, you say that about De Gea. He's hanging around Manchester a lot at the moment. He turned up at the Man United women's game last weekend.
I bet he is, yeah. He's like, I don't know, he's just like just somebody that you just can't get rid of, isn't he? Like, just keeps coming back. It's like, oh, fuck. It's a bit like you know, when... Yeah, it's like a bad smell, isn't it? It's just like... Oh, don't look. Can you imagine just like Ten Hag's just sat there and he's just like, oh, don't look. Don't look, Hazard. De Gea is behind you. It's like, fuck, what, again? Yeah, don't look.
Yeah, he might just, not have like, seen us. Just,
yeah, it's just like, and then De Gea's there like, oh, Eric. All right, mate, how's it going? You all right?
I do feel
and,
for
and Eric's like, oh, just ignore him. Just it'll just go away. I'll just fuck. Just ignore him. Just in. Eric, it's me. Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel for De Gea though, because Onana is just dreadful. He's not a goalie. He's a midfielder. I think as you said it the other day, he's a midfielder that plays in goal.
Well, oh, was it? I don't remember saying so. That, but okay. Yeah, he's a funny keeper. He 1 minute he's fantastic, and the next minute he's not. But then, I mean, if we talk about goalkeepers, I don't know if Raya is the best, but he seems to have taken over from Ramsdale, and I think that's because of his long balls and what he can provide, something a little bit different to what Ramsdale can. It's good to have the competition, but you know, I'm not sure Raya is the right person, just as Onana isn't the right person.
No, I think the Raya situation is, I know both of us are quite fond, fucking hell, cat, Jesus. I know both of us are quite big Ramsdale fans. He won us over very quickly because, you know, when we first signed him, I was a bit like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't know much about him. He's obviously got to be a solid keeper to play in the Prem, but how good is he? And then literally within 4 or 5 games, he just absolutely smashed it. And he's not put a foot wrong.
No, but it's quite interesting how fickle we are, where 1 minute we're like, oh, he's going to be shit, absolutely crap. And then he comes out with top quality banter, makes a few good saves, and all of a sudden we're like fangirls.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your boy's a bit of a Ramsdale fan at the moment, isn't he? Wants to emanate him, doesn't he?
He is. I'm a little bit concerned by it, actually, because he's got... Maybe you as like an influence now, because he said something the other day. He said like disgusting in a funny way, like disgusting. And then the same day you said that to me. Oh, that's disgusting.
And disgusting. I was
like, oh, Jack said that the other day. And now he wants to be a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Like if his forehead grows unnatural and he starts getting ear problems, I'm fucking suspicious, mate.
Wow. That was a nice little dig at the end there, just to make up for your sort of edginess and the fact that you're a little bit concerned. So like next time we go play football, me, you and Jack, God, the things I'm just going to plant.
Honestly, what you know, I've seen that you're weak and I've just gone two-footed smashing the shit. I've seen you on the ropes, I'm just pounding you here.
Yeah, you are. Just you wait until I'm better, mate. Christ, just you wait. What was it you said yesterday? You're like, yeah, it feels really weird, mate. Like, I've even set up opportunities for you to rip me, and you haven't taken it. You've just gone, yeah.
Honestly, okay. I've the spelling mistakes that I've made intentionally for you to
intentionally
rip into me for sure. Some that are not intentional, but some that are, and you've just ignored them. Then there's been like, I just opening myself up for just a mum joke. Like, I just need something from you, mate, but I'm just not getting it.
No, just that's when you know I'm not well. That's when you know I'm not well.
Yeah, it's really concerning, actually.
I don't think. What else has been happening in the news? Because I'll be honest, I've been completely out of it this week, so I haven't really watched much of what's going on or anything.
No, I don't suppose you have, my friend. So there's been a fair few things flying around. New David Beckham documentary. Have you seen that?
No, but it's on my list to watch tomorrow.
It's very good. I thought yesterday I said to you, have you watched the David Beckham documentary? And you said, yeah.
No, I've watched one episode. I've not watched the whole thing.
Right. Okay, sorry. I thought you'd... Weird. Anyway, yeah, very good. I'm enjoying that. I've got the last episode to watch. But yeah, I think that's been top quality. You forget just how good David Beckham was, really.
He was insane as a player.
And when they talk about... like his upbringing and things like that, I just find it fascinating. Like, I think there's been a few kind of conversations that I've heard of footballers talking about their dad being a bit of a hard taskmaster, constantly on their back. David Beckham was talking about it. You know, his dad was on him to go and practice and do this. Thierry Henry, in an interview that I've heard recently, was talking about he just wanted to impress his dad. He just wanted his dad to say, you know, well done. Alan Shearer was the same. Lineker was the same. And so I think Mikel Antonio as well was talking about similar sort of things and saying his dad was exactly the same as well. So it's just a bit mad, isn't it? And I think to myself, well, do I just need to go in on Jack and just be a really shit dad, but make him into a great goalkeeper and put him through count? You know, he can afford the therapy then, can't he, if he's a really good goalkeeper?
I was going to ask, like, what sort of dad are you to Jack then? But yeah, I've seen that firsthand. You're not a hard ass. Like, you push him, but in a really supportive way.
Trying to, man, but it's hard to get it right, isn't it?
I wouldn't know, but I'm sure I'll experience that one day and go, oh wow, what a prick.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Yeah, it's really difficult.
But yeah, it's seems to be a popular subject at the moment as well. Everyone seems to be talking about it, don't they?
What?
The whole like parent and like dad pushing you sort of relationship thing.
Yep.
You know, it's like three different podcasts that you've listened to in a week. They've all sort of said the same sort of stuff.
Yeah, mate, it's interesting, yeah. Fascinating, really. So, yeah, I think there's been a few in-game sort of moments that we can come on to in terms of news, such as VAR, I think, will be probably a topic that we might mention.
Merry VAR-mas.
Merry VAR-mas.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
Let's kick it off then. What's the big VAR topics this week?
Okay, so should we just go into some of the football games? Should we go into the weekend's football games? Because we haven't really done last weekend's football games. So we had a midweek game, didn't we? Luton played Burnley, and Burnley got their first Premier League win, which was good.
Yep. Well done. Big win, that. Big win.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Luton, because the next game is the early kickoff, Luton Tottenham, where Luton lost at home 1-0, which Tottenham went down to 10 men, and I feel like Luton just should have won.
Yeah, they shouldn't be losing.
They shouldn't be losing those games when they're against 10 men, and Tottenham weren't very good, mainly down to Richarlison, if I'm being completely honest. I know he gets a lot of flack on this podcast, but he's just not very good.
He missed two absolute sitters as well, proper early.
Yeah,
goals.
I mean, so did Adebayo, their striker.
I don't know.
Adebo. I can't think of his name. God, we're so rubbish at this. But he missed an absolute sitter, didn't he?
I don't know. As I said, I've not seen anything, so I've literally.
Oh, did you say that?
Football. Yeah.
Adebayo, yeah, and Morris missed a sitter as well. Okay, well, let's just go through this then. We'll go through it quickly.
Go on.
But I thought it was definitely a red card. I don't know what you thought. I know you didn't see it.
No, still haven't seen it. Not in the 12 seconds since we last spoke. I haven't managed to catch that one.
Fulham beat Sheffield 3-1, pretty standard. Sheffield United, I think, are still on for my prediction of getting a lower count, point count, than Derby County.
Derby County, yeah.
There's a lot of counts in that one there.
There's lots of counts, and there's one without an O in front of me.
There's no way to talk about Bagheera. So, this is where the controversy comes in for me. So, Burnley lost 4-1 at home to Chelsea, and there was an incident where they were checking the goal for Raheem Sterling. I think it was his... I think he got Hattie, didn't he? So, was it for his third?
Did he?
And... No, sorry, it was their third. He didn't get Hattie. He got one. It was their third, sorry. Their third goal. Raheem Sterling scored.
Will Salisbury spitting facts on the FDP.
Oh, mate, it was a week ago, so it's really testing my memory. So he went off, celebrated. The game kicked off, but they stopped play because VAR wanted to just check to make sure it was okay. Whereas in the previous game with Liverpool against Tottenham, they didn't stop play.
It's bad, isn't it? There's just no set criteria. There's no consistency.
And is it that they've learned and they've decided, yeah, okay, we should have done that. We're going to do that from now on. If it is, then why aren't they telling us that? Why are they just... It's because it's the inconsistency. So fans are just going to lose out on the trust. The trust is just gone, isn't it? And they're not going to get it back by making these decisions.
No.
And going back to listening to some of these other podcasts and things that I've seen, whilst, you know, we're looking at VAR, everybody that I've heard really says scrap it. Let's scrap VAR. I am still in the camp of VAR could be or should be a really useful, valuable tool. But it's just not being utilised in the right way. The inconsistencies are too much. We have to accept that there's an amount of human error. We have to. But it just feels like too much, mate.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think VAR, as you rightly said, VAR works and it's got a place. But the human error, yes, there's always a tolerance for human error, but not to the extreme that there has been.
Right. Yeah.
Like, how can you draw a line in the wrong place? Like with the Liverpool-Tottenham game, how can you not realise that the goal was given or wasn't given for offside or something? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's not, because you've got one job, and that's to watch the fucking game. So if you can't watch the game, then what the hell are you doing? Oh, bless you.
Yes,
but if you're not watching the game, then what the hell are you doing? That, if you're at work, that's final warning stuff. That's a blatant fuck-up.
Yeah.
You go down the disciplinary process for that.
Yeah. Did that mute for the sneeze?
It did, yeah. I just thought I'd bring it to everyone's attention.
Yeah, no, thanks. There was a part of me that was like, oh, did that actually come out? Because that would be disgusting if people had to hear that.
No, you're lucky.
But yeah, cheers for bringing it up.
No problem. You're also just as guilty because you brought it up afterwards just to double check and clarify.
Well, no, it's because I had to check. Because I was like, oh, God, that's going to be a lot of editing skills.
Which I do not have.
Okay. Let's move on. Exactly. Let's move on. Man United, Brentford.
McSauce.
McSauce. What was that one? Who said that? Who said they called him McSauce?
I don't know. Was it doing the rounds all week? Yeah, I think it was Michael Richards.
Michael Richards. McSauce, yeah. So Man United were absolutely shit until about the 92nd minute when McTominay came on, scored, and then scored again.
That's insane, isn't it? Absolutely
incredible.
Do you think he should be played further forwards? Because he's smashing it for Scotland at the moment by playing further forwards. Every time he comes on for United, he's playing further forwards and he scores.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to consider for them. They're not getting the goals anywhere else. The Hoyland just can't seem to get a goal. So, yeah, it's a really interesting point. Should he be played further forward? I think Ten Hag probably hasn't got much other option. I think Casemiro got sent off in that game as well, didn't he? Or was it the game before?
Game before, I think that was.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, It's a possibility. But then who'd you take out?
Ericsson, Hoyland, Rashford. Change your formation a bit, I don't know.
Yeah. It's an interesting point, Ben. You sound really enthusiastic about it as well. So should we move on to Everton beating Bournemouth?
Yeah, I've missed this result completely. Massive win for Everton.
Did you?
That.
Huge win.
Sean
huge
Dyche
win. They really well
proving
as well.
Himself as a Premier League manager once again.
Yeah, so Jack Harrison scored on his return to the Premier League. First game back after injury, so that was good to see him score. That Decore, he's looking like a good number 10. But you talk about Sean Dyche but doing really well. But Iraola. So what was that about? They got rid of O'Neill and they replaced them with Iraola, who is yet to get a win.
Yeah.
I believe.
It's mad, isn't it?
Wolves appointed O'Neill and he beat the reigning Premier League champions.
Yeah.
With a team that Lopetegui said, this team can't do anything because you're not investing in the team. He's got Neto performing really well amongst a whole host of others, and we'll come on to that game. But what a poor decision by Bournemouth. They are awful, front and back, awful.
I think they were awful last season as well. O'Neill just managed to get enough out of them to get them over the line, but they needed to invest. But they got this Iraola in to... because he was a higher calibre than O'Neill.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's got a decent record over in Spain, but it doesn't always translate over here. Sometimes
well,
you've got to just stick
not.
With what you know.
Yeah, certainly not at the minute. I mean, they've got, you know, Solanke's a quality striker. Billing as well is top quality, and they're just not...
Top quality?
They're just not... For Bournemouth, I think they're good, yeah.
Okay.
I think they do. They do. They can put a shift in if they get the service. I think they can put a shift in. But yeah, it's just not happening, mate. It's just not happening. It's yeah. It's worrying.
Yeah,
worrying.
Massive 3 points. Massive 3 points for Everton, though. That.
Yeah, incredible. Palace and Forest had a bit of a bore. 0-0 draw. I think Forest were probably just the better team there. The Brighton Liverpool game one was an interesting one. Brighton 2, Liverpool 2. Adingra looks really good. I don't know where they get these players from.
They just pick them out from nowhere, don't they?
Really good, yeah. Yeah, quite fortunate for Liverpool to get the penalty just before half time, really, and Mo Salah put it away to bring it to 2-1. I think had that not have happened, maybe Brighton could have found a winner. But then equally, Liverpool, I think Gravenberch hit the crossbar, so
that was really unfortunate. That Gravenberch miss.
Yeah,
I saw a clip of that. I've seen that doing around. That was really unfortunate because he clipped it so well, just that tiny bit too hard, just to go a little bit too high.
Yeah, so Liverpool, you know, they're coming back into it, doing quite well. Maybe not hitting that top form yet. So I think they'll come good. West Ham Newcastle 2-2 draw again. Another Desmond.
Can we just say Newcastle beating PSG?
Oh, incredible. 4-1, wasn't it? It finished
4-1.
Absolutely incredible.
Have you seen any of the scenes? I've seen some of the clips doing the rounds. Just what an atmosphere.
It's because it's a one club city. It makes it so special.
Yeah, everyone is a Newcastle fan there, and my God, I mean, Mbappe barely got a sniff the entire game.
Yeah, do you see Trippier getting his shirt?
Yeah, do you see the thing about his boy?
Yeah.
He was like, you know, I want Mbappe's shirt. Can I walk out of Mbappe? I don't want to walk out with you, Dad.
And
that'll be Jack when he walks out with Ramsdale.
Yeah, 100%. He said to him, didn't he? Trippier went up to Mbappe. I think it was like the first few minutes of the game, and he said, "Can I have your shirt afterwards?" And you just see Mbappe sort of looking at him, going, "My shirt?" And he's like, "Yeah, for my son. I want it for my son. I want the shirt." And I think he got it. It was quite funny how you just see Mbappe like, we're just kicking off. You want my shirt now? What?
I think I don't like that though. I think that's bad.
I understand it because Trippier wanted it for his son, and being a dad, I think I would probably be like, I just need to get that. Like my anxiousness will probably get too far to just take over, and I'll be like, right, I need to get the shirt. Right, can I have it now? But yeah, I do agree.
Yeah, I sort of get it, but you shouldn't be doing that, like, especially in the first few minutes. I can kind of understand a little bit towards the end of the first half or something. If you've got a minute or two left and you're one-on-one with him and like the ball goes out for a throw, I kind of understand asking then, but not fucking 2-3 minutes into a game. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, a bit mad.
I just wanted to talk about that because that was an insane result.
It was insane. Did you also see, just staying on the Champions League, did you see Giroud in goal?
Yes. Mate, did you see that he's actually got Goalkeeper of the Week in the Team of the Week for him? They've sold his shirt in the shop, which has been sold out, and on the new FIFA game, he's got a card as a goalie for Team of the Week as well.
And also, I think on their Milan website, they've listed him as one of their goalkeepers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's just quality. He's literally the only goalkeeper that's got over 300 goals in their league career and won the Puskas Award.
Yeah. And he's had a much better season than Andre Onana.
He's kept more clean sheets this season than Onana.
Yes. Let's move on to Wolves Villa, because, like I say, O'Neill is doing absolutely quality things down there. Because Villa are not an easy team. I know it's quite a derby, isn't it, this game?
Yeah, but they spanked Brighton 6-1 as well, Villa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Villa are so hit and miss. Like, don't get me wrong, they're looking quality, but they are hit and miss. But, I mean, the Neto, Cunha and He Huang... honestly, they are doing some really special things at the top there. Yeah. I'm really impressed with them.
Yeah, I think they're doing a lot better than I thought they would. I think both of us had them very low in the table in our sort of estimations for the season, which we are renowned for getting very, very accurate. So it's a big surprise.
Mate, we're top quality. We are top quality. So I just thought that was an interesting game. Now, the next game I've heard that it's been a pretty dire game, but for some reason for me it was probably one of the games of the season. Arsenal 1, Man City 0
in the Premier League.
In the Premier League, we've not done anything like that in 6 years. We went toe to toe with Man City and beat them. And the game, you know, you could argue was a bit of a dull game, was a bit sort of played in the middle, really. There wasn't too much attacking options. There wasn't this, there wasn't that, there wasn't the other. The way we came out, though, and went toe-to-toe with them and played them at their own game, the way Saliba kept Haaland at bay in his back pocket, I thought was absolutely incredible. The goal, lucky, bit of a deflection, but still, we scored. We won 1-0, and... We played exactly how we needed to play.
Yeah, I was very surprised when I saw the result. I unfortunately obviously didn't watch the game, but I was very, very surprised at that result and very excited with that result.
Yeah.
I know it's only a 1-0, but it doesn't matter. 1-0 is 1-0.
1-0 is 1-0.
An interesting stats that came out of that game was, and a whole sort of XG stats and stuff that people don't really understand how it's all converted and worked out and bits and pieces. Haaland's had 2.00 expected goals this season in a game, both against Arsenal.
Oh, really?
Community Shield and the game.
Oh, Community Shield. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So 2 this season. That's insane for Haaland, who is probably, well, not probably, I think you can comfortably say the best striker in the world. Right now, 100%, he's the best striker in the world.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah.
And Saliba had him in his back pocket the entire game. There was that. Have you seen the one clip where Haaland tried to run onto him, and Saliba's literally
and he
just
jumped him on the floor.
Saliba's just like, "Yeah, I'll just go and get the ball then."
when I saw it, I thought, oh, is that a foul? And then when you see it again, you're like, oh, no.
No, he's just stood his ground.
He's just absolutely quality.
He just flopped Haaland out.
incredible. Right. Now, shall we move on to the world roundup?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, so Bilbao had a 3-0 win out at Almeria. Real Madrid, mate. Jude Bellingham Madrid, I think is what they should be called now. He's got 11 in 10 now, is it?
That's just disgusting.
It's unbelievable how good this guy is. And he's English as well, man. Like
he's English. He's 19, 20.
It's incredible. No wonder Birmingham retired that shirt, mate.
I know, Paul was right. A year ago we had Paul on now. And he was like, yeah, he's retired. He's the best in the world. Obviously, he said he's not retired, but he is. But he said he's going to be like the next best thing. And you're like, but he plays for Birmingham. He's gone to Dortmund. He's like 16. There's lots of hype. And he's just delivered.
Mate, he keeps delivering. It's scary what he can achieve. He could be... Mate, could you imagine Jude Bellingham, World Cup winner?
Oh, don't. What, when he defers and plays for, like, Germany or something? Or Spain?
Unbelievable. He's doing really well. So are Real Madrid. Atletico Madrid beat Sociedad 2-1. And Barcelona had a 2-2 draw with Granada. So
yeah, that's what we like to hear, Will.
Exactly. So we've got Real Madrid sitting top of the table with Girona in second place.
Yes, Girona.
Barcelona in third, Atletico in fourth. Down the bottom, we've got Almeria, Granada, Celta Vigo, Alaves, Villarreal, Mallorca and Sevilla. All kind of there or thereabouts. I mean, Almeria are probably going to get relegated. But it's early in the season yet, so let's not think about that too much. I'm going to head over to Germany now. Is that all right with you, Ben?
Absolutely.
So Mönchengladbach drew 2-2 with Mainz. Stuttgart beat Wolfsburg 3-1. Dortmund beat Union Berlin, who just are off the boil at the minute. They need a big change. 4-2. They won. Against Union Berlin. Darmstadt beat Augsburg 2-1. Hoffenheim beat Werder Bremen at Werder Bremen 3-2. Oh, no. Leverkusen continue to keep going strong. 3-0 against Köln. Bayern 3-0 against Freiburg. And Frankfurt beat Heidenheim 2-0. Do you want to treat yourself?
Go on. Heidenheim.
Yeah, man. Such a good word. So Leverkusen are top with 19 points. Stuttgart are second. Stuttgart were like fighting for the bottom at the bottom last season, so they've made a massive improvement over the summer. Harry Kane and his Bayern Munich team are in third with Dortmund in fourth. Some people were calling that the Harry Kane effect. Me, I remain quite neutral on that stance.
Kane is doing at the bottom, really well there, though.
He's smashing it, yeah.
You know, they still haven't
lost a game. They've drawn two, so it's not like they're doing really poor. It's just Leverkusen have only drawn one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all up for grabs. But I will be surprised if Thomas Tuchel makes it to the end of the season with Bayern.
Wow. Okay, that's a bold statement. Let's see how that unveils this season.
Heidenheim in 10th place here. Union Berlin in 13th. I think the Champions League football and their team depth is really having an impact on them. So they're in 13th place. Werder Bremen in 14th, you'll be pleased to know, out of the relegation zone. We've got Köln bottom, Mainz just above them, and then Bochum in that playoff place for relegation. So I'm going to stick with Europe, if you don't mind, Ben, if that's all right.
Of course it is, mate. You stick to wherever you want to go. You take us on this world journey.
I'm going to go to Italy and just go through that quite quickly. Also, did you hear that, while we're in Italy, that Sandro was sent home from the Italy camp because of betting fears.
Yeah, Tonali and Zanio, betting. Right?
That, yes, you're right. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, the two of them. So wonder what they've been up to, naughty boys.
And there's other investigations ongoing in Italy again about betting. They love a match fix, don't they, in Italy?
They do. I bet it's all around Juventus as well.
Probably. So Inter drew 2-2 with Bologna. Juventus won 2-0. Milan won away at Genoa 1-0. Lazio beat Atlanta in a 3 with a 3-2 win and a bit of a thriller there. Roma won away at Cagliari 4-1. Napoli, champions last season, lost at home to Fiorentina 3-1. So they're having a bit of a torrid time since they've won that. They're sitting in fifth place now. You've got AC Milan, who are top, Inter second, Juventus third, and Fiorentina fourth. At the bottom there, you've got Cagliari, Salernitana, and then Empoli, with Udinese just above the relegation zone.
Excellent.
So the Saudi Pro League is an interesting one, mate. Did you see that Henderson got booed yesterday?
Yeah. But he's being booed throughout, and then got booed when he got subbed as well. I thought they'd be cheering when he got subbed.
I think they just want to express how angry they are at the whole situation with him being an ally of the LGBTQ plus, I can't think of the word now, but that sort of group community. Thank you. So him then leaving, and in his, you know, in his video to welcome him to the club, they greyed out the rainbow armband. They're obviously the human rights out there with regard to people within that community is not right. Yeah. And he's definitely gone for the money is their argument, and put his thoughts, feelings to one side to do that. So I can see why they're angry with him, certainly. It was just interesting that the England fans have decided to boo him, and almost Southgate yesterday kind of almost like disagreeing with them booing him, questioning it.
Yeah. Didn't like that. No, it's a tough position to be in, though, isn't it? Because he's defending his player, because he plays for England. He's defending his guys at the end of the day. But I understand the reasons, and he sort of stops himself short of saying, but they're idiots.
I don't think he did say he understands the reasons. I think he said he doesn't understand it. He's a bit confused by the stance that the fans took. So I think there's this thing of protecting your players, which I understand and I get, but also there's just calling out bad behaviour and saying it's not right. Yeah. And that being okay, that doesn't mean he's saying that Henderson is an awful, awful person. He's just saying the decision he's made based on LGBTQ rights isn't okay. And if England fans want to boo him, then that's up to them. You don't have to then go and say, I'm not confused by it, I don't understand it. You do understand it.
Yeah, just keep it quiet, isn't it, I suppose.
Strange. Anyway, so I'll just go through. So Al Ettifaq, they lost at Al Fateh 2-1. Al Nasir and Abha drew 2-2. Al Ali Saudi beat Al Ittihad 1-0. These are all the weekend games, by the way. I should have said that at the start. Al Hilal beat Al Akdud 3-0 away from home. And Al Vida and Al Finha drew 1-1. So the table, top of the table is Al Hilal. Then you've kind of got the others really all sort of trailing them by a couple of points to 1 point. And then at the bottom, you've got Al Hazim, Al Raid, and Al Ta'i. Now, interestingly, going back to kind of the Jordan Henderson thing, average, he said, one of the reasons why he wanted to go out there, because he wants to build the sport up, and people in Saudi Arabia love their football. Now, some of the pro league, so attendances, one in particular, it's not between the big boys, fair enough, but even here at Luton, they sell out 10,000 seats.
Yeah.
Pro League, as low as 133 people.
Sorry, 133? What, in the whole stadium?
In the whole stadium, yeah. And they've got quite, you know, their stadiums are quite large. I think the smallest one is 6,000 seater. So when you look at that, and when you look at the average attendance, it's all, they're about 70% full. So for quite a big country, there's not a lot of attendance to games.
That's bad. That's low. I didn't realise it'd be as low as that.
It's quite bad, isn't it?
And the big boys still getting decent numbers. Or is that 70% average?
It's, the average is 70%. So I think there was, if off the top of my head, I can't remember the club now, but I think it was getting sort of around 100. Over, it was saying over 100%, which didn't really make a lot of sense to me. But I don't know how you could have over 100% in a stadium on average. But you know,
we've got 102% this week, guys. Get in.
Yeah, yeah. They've let a few in that they shouldn't. Yeah, you can stand. Just go in. So you know, that it's not all terrible, but it's not quite what we've been led to believe.
No, it's not good. Not good at all, is it? Sneaky.
Yeah, my internet connection is dropping out. Can you still hear me okay?
I can, but I think that's probably a good place to end it, really, unless there's anything else you want to add.
I was going to go into the WSL, but I can't load anything.
We'll do a big WSL next week.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we'll do a big WSL update next week.
All right, cheers for saving me there, Ben.
No problem, mate. Thanks for today. I appreciate your patience.
Thanks for your
time. And listeners,
thank
you again for being patient with me and my delicate health at the moment.
And just on that note, I want to do a bit of a Ramesh on the Wolf and Owl, and I want to play us out with a song to say goodbye. And I'd quite like that song, Ben, if you can edit this in and get us the great song, You Two and Vertigo. If we can get that playing out, thanks, Ben. It's great. See you next week, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5-star on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us hashtag drop the pod.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.